Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Baghdad woke Saturday to the early morning sounds of helicopters flying overhead, most of them heading in and out of the fortified international zone after protesters defied bullets and tear gas to storm the area. As they fled the gunfire and tear gas Friday afternoon, some carrying their injured friends across the bridge away from the IZ, the anti-government protesters vowed they would return, but with weapons. Many are followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who, like many of the political leaders in Iraq, has his own armed militia known as the Peace Brigades. Sadr has come out in support of what he describes as the people's revolt against the government. Flight data indicates minutes before Egypt Air Flight 804 plunged into the Mediterranean Sea early Thursday, smoke alarms rang out in the plane's cabin. The Aviation Herald website, which covers the aviation industry, published data that shows smoke alarms in the bathroom ringing out not long before the plane crashed. The Aviation Herald reports that it received the information via the Aircraft Communications Addressing and Reporting System, a system used by airline operators to download flight data, which shows that smoke was detected in the toilet at 2:26 a.m. local time. About a minute later, another alarm went off, signaling an avionics smoke alert. Then, 2 minutes later, the last alert went out, signaling smoke or a fire near the electronics and equipment bay of the aircraft. France's Aviation Safety Agency confirmed the validity of the messages, but a spokesman says it's too soon to interpret them. This is VOA News. The NATO-led military coalition in Afghanistan says a suicide bomber struck one of its vehicles north of Kabul Saturday, but caused no casualties to its personnel. The attack occurred in the Bagram district, which hosts the largest U.S. military airbase in Afghanistan, some 55 kilometers from the Afghan capital. Earlier, a Taliban spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, claimed responsibility for the suicide car bombing on a convoy of the invaders, a reference the Islamist insurgency uses for U.S. and allied forces. The spokesman claimed the attack inflicted several casualties and damage to vehicles, though the Taliban often exaggerates details of such attacks. Finance leaders of the Group of Seven richest nations are grappling with the task of spurring economic growth when consumers around the world are holding on to their money for various reasons. The fiscally conservative ways of consumers have led to a worldwide economic dilemma, a lack of demand for goods and services. Still, Japan's finance minister is urging G7 nations to refrain from certain practices to generate economic growth. Here's Japanese Finance Minister Taro Aso. He said all G7 nations have emphasized the importance of avoiding competitive devaluation of currencies. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew has urged governments and businesses to use whatever policy levers are available to them to spur growth. Finance leaders are meeting ahead of a summit to be held in central Japan. All is quiet outside the White House in Washington a day after a Secret Service officer shot and critically wounded an armed man at a White House security gate. Police say the man was shot after refusing to put down his gun. President Barack Obama was away on a golf outing at the time of the incident, but the White House was still placed on lockdown for a time. Vice President Joe Biden was in the complex. A car believed to be the man's was searched, and officials found no links to organized terrorism. The U.S. Republican presumptive presidential nominee Donald Trump is stepping up his attacks on Hillary Clinton on gun-related issues after landing the endorsement of the leading U.S. gun lobby group, the National Rifle Association. Clinton, who's made gun control one of the cornerstones of her campaign, is meeting Saturday with parents who lost children to gun violence, including the mother of Trayvon Martin, an unarmed black teenager whose death in 2012 led to one of the highest-profile U.S. criminal cases. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.